The Commission, as you know, finalised today the major elements of the reform and modernisation of personnel policy. Obviously, we'll be pursuing these staff policy changes alongside the other main themes of the reform programme, improved management of tasks and resources with the introduction of strategic planning and programming, and the substantial strengthening and radical change, indeed, of financial management control and audit. We've already begun to implement several of the changes in those areas. The proposals which have been adopted by the Commission today offer significant improvements. First, we are seeking modernisation of the system of career development to ensure that professional and pay advancement will depend much more on promotions gained by proven merit and much less on the passage of years. Experience, obviously, is always valuable in any public service, and the changes that we're proposing take proper account of that. The new career system will, however, cut the number of seniority steps and increase the number of pay grades earned by merited promotion. The result will be that increases secured by time served will be reduced by half, and all other advances will depend on promotion that is determined by objectively assessed performance. Secondly, as we made clear in February, we want to ensure that a more linear career system facilitates the development of staff in all grades. By creating two functionally defined categories of staff, administrators and assistants, in place of the present four categories, and by introducing new opportunities for training and qualifications for those who want to advance in their careers by moving from one group to another, we're making provision to enable real progress in career development. Finally, a few words about the costs of reform. As we anticipated back in February, the Commission's proposals completely fulfil the commitment volunteered to the Budgetary Authority to stay within the limit set down in the financial perspectives agreed by the Berlin Council in 1999. In 2006, the year when investment in reform will be at its highest, there will be additional expenditure of less than 0.5% of the total resources allocated for the institutions. That sum is about 22 million euro. From 2009, the new system will allow for overall savings under Heading 5, which will progressively accrue to some 75 million euros annually. Throughout the period of the current financial perspectives, the cost of the European Civil Service, including all current proposals on pay, pensions, allowances, and reform, will be lower as a proportion of EU GDP than was the case in 1985. I don't think there are many administrations who could make that kind of claim. We are setting down specific criteria relating to performance, conduct, attendance, contribution to team spirit, willingness to accept responsibility, all the conventional means of making these assessments, now well developed in many public and private sector administrations. We are training managers and supervisors in the use of those evaluations. We're encouraging the understanding that evaluation isn't an annual huge event, but an ongoing process. And we're demonstrating that people have got everything to gain from manifesting high performance and ensuring that it's understood and rewarded with the merit points that are available.